Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At first it was surreal, you know. I never thought I would get the chance to put on this uniform again. And, you know, I'm blessed that I get to do this again in front of all the fans here in Houston. We're very happy, to say the least. My whole family is super excited. And, you know, it's been a good week, and we just want to keep going.
Oh, yeah. Family's excited, man. I saw the picture. That was Carlos Correa. I saw the picture on social media last night with his wife. She had the City Connect jersey on, and she was with his two kids, just kind of in the, you know, either out on the concourse or in the bowels of the stadium somewhere, and they were just over the moon to be back in Houston. It sounds like from all the interviews I've seen with Carlos is that they kept a home in Houston. The family, like the extended family, still lives in Houston. So this is a... this is a fortuitous move, and Carlos gets all his money too. Get some. I'm guessing the checks all come from the Astros, but the Astros got some nice checks from the Minnesota Twins. We thank them for that. We thank them for being the Twins.
They've gotten pretty good at doing that, at bringing guys back into the fold while another organization pays for part
it's
of your
nice.
Guys' salary.
Yeah, it's really nice. Here was Carlos.
It feels like something you'd be selling on a infomercial. There's how to hire great employees, but have somebody else pay their salaries.
Right.
You can all get it with my system.
Yep. Tiny classified ads. That's the key. Don LaPree. Here was Carlos Correa yesterday before the game. This is what he is most excited about in coming back to the Houston Astros.
The best thing about being back with the Astros, I get to play with Jose Altuve again. To be honest with you, as soon as I got to Boston, I gave a big hug. I told him I missed him. He's an unbelievable player, but, you know, the human side of it, when I get to hang out with him after the games, we get to go eat after games, we get just to talk chop, and we talk at the same level. It's something that I definitely miss a lot, and I get to do it again, so I'm not going to take it for granted.
I totally get that. I totally get wanting to be around Jose Altuve as much as you can possibly be around arguably the nicest athlete in the history of the city.
The thing that free agents from other teams always say when they come into Houston without having been here previously is that the culture is just different, that the locker room's different. And it's hard to point to a lot of other people other than Jose Altuve at this point, because he's a guy that's been there through a lot of through that culture. So and these two, obviously, they've been very, very good friends for a long, long time. It's got to be pretty cool. For
yeah, they got brought up a lot, Seth, when they were going through that stretch in June where they were winning games and we had no idea how they were doing it. Mm-hmm. They talked to a lot of the guys who had come in here, like Christian Walker and other guys who had come in here as new players, and saying, well, this place is just really, really different. And they'd get asked why. And the answer always circled back to Jose Altuve. I think that's where Carlos Correa coming back, I think, from a leadership standpoint, is excellent for this team, because you've got two different leadership types. I think Altuve is a lead by example guy, and he's the guy that if he is doing it, you do it. If he is not doing it, you do not do that thing. Whereas Correa is a way more, I think, just my perception is this. I'm not in the clubhouse, but my perception is he's just way more of an extroverted leadership style, you know?
They don't really have, like, what the one thing they're missing is a Jonathan Papelbon type of leadership.
Nut job.
I know they don't have anybody that's going to choke a teammate right now. So I think, sure, that might actually be one of the strengths of the culture, but maybe there's room for one guy that's willing to choke his teammate in the dugout.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So that was good. So Carlos Correa, his first chance back here at Daikin Park last night to get to meet with the media, play. They beat the Red Sox 7-6 last night. The bad news is Josh Hader has a shoulder injury, which we've not gotten any updates on. The Joe Espada said after the game last night that they're taking a look at it to see what's up. But this is not good. Josh Hader with he's an all-star, and you get into the I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but I was about to say you get into the postseason, if this is anything that's any level of serious, you get into the postseason and you can't feel comfortable about shortening a game down to a 7 or 8 inning game. That's a problem for this team.
It's we don't have to tell anybody anymore. Yeah, it's okay to get alarmed by any Astros player having discomfort or soreness or something. Yeah. The most recent examples as of late, I mean, Paredes, that hadn't turned out so hot. McCullers had his finger blister, and that was much more than 10 days ago. I don't know what to do. There was nowhere in my brain where I had kind of accounted for the loss of Josh Hader potentially.
No.
It's freaking me out a little bit.
Yeah.
I almost haven't really tried to process it because I'm just trying to do the traditional thing of just wait and see. And it's something minor and it's a 10 day IL. Maybe it's not even that. I don't know how to process it.
Oh. And he just threw 36 pitches on Friday, you know? So how much of the shoulder soreness had to do with, you know, he pitched 2 innings in the win over the Yankees on Friday. So how much of that? I hate this. I hate this for the Astros. They are one game up on Seattle. I tweeted this last night, Seth. You know, last night was homecoming night for Bregman and Correa and Javier as well. But specific to Bregman, I tweeted this, and this got a lot of very diverse opinions. I said, Bregman got a standing ovation during his tribute video pregame. Acceptable. Mm-hmm. Some fans stood again ovation style during his first at-bat. Unacceptable. Many fans booed in his second and third at-bats. Acceptable. I said, once that tribute video is over, he's the enemy. If you stood and cheered in his first at-bat, you're a putz.
I'm okay with them standing and cheering it.
Yeah.
Come on, Sean. I don't know.
Just stood for the guy 5 minutes ago.
It's I'm sorry. It was a nice gesture by the fans and by Bregman himself, perhaps. And then they booed. They flipped. Not everybody booed, obviously. I kind of like that it was a. I kind of like that it went to such extremes in the course of just one, not even a full game, you know, over the course of a few innings. They went from the standing ovation to like, okay, we got that out of our system. Now we're enemies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To be clear, I'm cool with the booing, even though I'm not a huge booer myself, but I'm cool with the spirit behind it, which is he's the enemy now. Totally cool with the standing ovation during the tribute video. I stood myself and filmed the tribute video so I could share it with people who weren't in the building last night. And it wasn't everybody, but it was a couple people across the aisle from me and Amy that he comes up, and you got to understand, this is literally like less than 10 minutes after the tribute video, and they stand again. I'm like, no, the game has started. I almost grabbed them by the lapels, and I said, what are you doing? And I threw them back down in their seat.
But Sean, if you have great memories of the Astros after they, you know, won a couple of World Series, went to four, all of those things, if you have some fond memories of that, should it be that simple of a division? Should it be just black and white, and that's it, and that's all it ever will be? Do I abandon my fond memories of Alex Bregman and bury them somewhere deep in my subconscious,
so
many other things? But no, I don't want to do that. I want to enjoy the wholesome things in life, Sean.
I get it, and I'm the first.
Baseball.
Yeah, no, and I'm the first to tell people don't tell other people how to fan, which is exactly what I'm doing. So I understand all that. Look, text coming in, all caps here. All facts, Sean. I agree. Thank you, Texter. Thank you very much. Who agrees with me? Do I need to pender poll this?
We've got two divisive things, all on the squishy side of things. One, how should Alex Bregman have been treated? And two, are football players being too emotional when they see their quarterback or when they see their teammates getting injured? And those two things, no X's and O's, no chalk talk, no inside baseball, just very much about like, nope, this is the way the world should be.
Touchy-feely.
Nope, this is the way the world should be.
Touchy.
And there's a stark divide on both these topics.
There are. In fact, I'm guessing that'll come up in the final segment. We need to circle back to Brevin Jordan, who suffered to this point, undisclosed injury. I've not seen any reports on what exactly it was. It didn't look good, didn't sound good, didn't feel good, all of those things. Where do the Texans go? Who does this open up a spot for with Brevin Jordan? Whose chances of making the team? It may not be as simple as just, hey, Luke Lachey, next man up. Depending on how they put this roster together, I think there's at least one name that had maybe that you're not thinking of that had their chances of making the team increase fairly significantly yesterday. I'll tell you who that is coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.